Government has put in place interventions to arrest the perennial water shortage in Accra Metropolis. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, who announced this at the Meet the Press series in Accra, expressed optimism that the problem of water will be over by the end of 2015. He outlined some of the projects being undertaken to ensure that residents of Accra have access to water.
Completion of the 9 million gallons of water Atma Ura water supply project at the end of 2013, that is this year. Number two, completion of the 3.3 million gallons of water treatment plant at Pum, which is being constructed by Siemens, and that is also expected to be completed by the end of 2014. Three, completion of the 40 million gallons of water treatment plant at Pum at the end of 2014, which is being constructed by China Gazuba. And finally, the completion of the 30 million gallons of water, the sea water desalination plant at Teshinungwa, and that is also expected to be completed by the end of 2014. The total production of potable water in Gama will improve from 93 million gallons of water a day to 158.3 million gallons of water a day. The projected water demand for Gama by 2015 is in the neighborhood of 158 million gallons of water a day. Therefore, by the end of 2015, the deficit in water supply in Gama would have been addressed. An unprecedented record would have been set. And this, I guess, will be President Dramani Mahama's Christmas package for the people of Gama, in line with his vision of providing access to safe, affordable, and reliable water for the people of this country. Long-term measures are also being put in place to ensure the reliability and sustainability of the water supply to Gama after 2015 to the year 2030. These include the Sutuari Water Supply Project, Pond Water Supply Expansion Phase 2, and Wija Water Supply Expansion Project. Now, the interventions to address the gap. The Pond Water Supply Expansion Project. This project is being carried out at an estimated cost of $273 million with funding from the government of Ghana and China Exim Bank. The project is envisaged to increase water supply to Gama by 40 million gallons of water per day. Water will be supplied from Pon through Dodowa to the terminal reservoirs at Okunglu, Medina, and Boy. This is to improve water supply to areas including Adenta, Medina, Kwabena, Ashoman, North and East, Legon, Ashalibutri, Hachu, Boy, Asufa, and many other communities in that catchment area. The project is expected to be completed by the end of 2014, ahead of the scheduled contractual completion date of June 2015.
The minister also spoke about other projects outside Accra, particularly Kumasi.
To further increase the capacity of the Barekesi plant by another 6 million gallons of water per day to 30 million gallons of water per day, a loan of 24 million euros was secured from ABN AMRO Bank. The project phase includes reforestation of the catchment area, and this has improved water supply to Kumasi. But specific areas in Kumasi which will benefit from the project include KNUST, Konfanochi Teaching Hospital, Yasantua Girls Senior High School, Prempeh College, Kumasi Campus of the University of Education, Tanoso, Suebua, Kradaso, and Abuakwa Supply Project. This $22 million project is to rehabilitate and expand the existing system to meet the increased demand for water supply in Mampong and its environs. It will increase water supply by 1.6 million gallons per day and extend the distribution network by 42 kilometers. The project, which is 97% complete, is expected to be handed over by December 2013. This will serve the following community: Damai, Dahun, Basafo, Besiase, Beposo, Nsuta, and others. The estimated population to be served is 58,000. They also have the SHRE water supply project in the central region. This project seeks to improve the water supply situation at SHRE and its environs. The project is designed to serve a population of approximately 163,000. The production capacity of the plant is 3.2 million gallons of water a day. The project is 98% complete, and currently work is progressing on test running and technical commissioning of the entire system in preparation for handing over. Additional funding is, however, being sought to address deficiencies in the existing distribution network and extension to new areas such as Gomuamim, Apam, and its environment. Communities to be served include Asokwa, Abeka, Ekumfi, Swedro, Accra, Asafa, Etra, Asushiaye, Sefra, and others. We are also doing interconnection of Sekyerehiman water treatment plant to the Brimsu water treatment plant in Cape Coast.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda.